We talk about things with John Billups about things that are going on both in Notre Dame and also at, in the city. And it's all of a sudden, I've just looked and it was like I got this weekend. All of a sudden, it was like, you know, I'd been bang, bang, bang. High school games, high college games, all of these basket. I had a basketball game or something every single night on both KBUR and also on Fox Sports. And all of a sudden, it's like, poof. They're all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
It's all track, golf, and tennis at the moment.
Yeah, and it's just, we went to a baseball game at spring break, and you know, it's amazing where I was going to talk about. You're talking about things, the economy, what baseball means. People say, well, oh, who cares whether the baseball season goes on? In Phoenix, they really care. Phoenix and Mesa, yeah, it's... that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
The number of people that go to Arizona in March for spring break for baseball is phenomenal. And think of all the people that are employed by one of those. We started trying to figure out how many people are all making money off of this one spring training game. Obviously the players, obviously the people, the broadcasters. Obviously, but all of the maintenance people, all of the custodians,
concessionaires, hotel owners, restaurants. That's why we work so hard on tourism here in Burlington.
And it's and we have it at a smaller scale. We got Bees having Bees baseball in the prospect league. You know, I think everybody found out last year. Hey, you know what? Bees baseball, these prospect league players, they're fighting every day.
Yeah.
They don't have guaranteed contracts.
I was just talking to someone about that the other day. Bees baseball, right now, last year, they brought the fun back to the league because the players are out there trying to make a mark. They don't have a guaranteed contract. In fact, they're playing for free.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to catch the eye of either a college scout or a baseball team or a minor league scout, something, you know, and so every play matters. And it's kind of like, March Madness, right? Every game counts. And so for the, I gotta take my hat off to the Burlington Bees organization because it, last year I went, which is the first time I've gone that much in a long time as far as how many games I took in. And I had an absolute blast every time.
And the average attendance was far better.
Far better,
too.
Fantastic baseball.
So it's a win-win. Well, speaking of win-win, I think a lot of people would like to win, the Notre Dame pot of blue and gold, and
we're approaching the end of our first month. We're ticket sales are outpacing last year and the year before, so we're only going to sell 4,000 tickets, folks. So don't wait. I mean, the tickets are really going well. You can win up to $100,000 or one of the other 74 cash prizes, which aren't too shabby.
No, you've got a $10,000 prize,
$5,000, $2,500, $1,500. We give away $2,500 prizes and $5,200 prizes. So, and the nice thing about the pot of blue and gold raffle is somebody's going to win. 75 people are going to win something.
And you can split those tickets up as much as you want too.
We have offices and businesses and people working on the line. They buy a ticket together, they put all their names on it, and they all get a split.
And you get and corporate sponsors, you kind of keep that separate, don't you?
Right. We have a lot of corporate sponsors. I don't have the list in front of me, but there are some that you can either buy the tickets at. Next time I will bring it in, or you can sign up to we have almost 20 merchants that you can go in their business weekly or a daily if you want and sign up to win a free ticket. So it's a free $100 ticket, which could parlay into a $100,000. You never know.
Anyway, that is the actual drawing. Okay, tickets on sale right now. And if you want to buy a ticket, what, just go to Notre Dame?
Yeah, you can call Notre Dame. In fact, the phone prompts right away to Pot of Blue and Gold. So you can just hit the prompt, goes right to our office. We can take your ticket sale over the phone. You can mail it in. You can stop by the school and pick them up. Notre Dame families are selling them, as well as those merchants.
I believe you told me last year that you had tickets in every state of the union.
We've been lucky on that. Lindsey Knutson started that as far as trying to sell at least one ticket in every state, and we'll be able to keep that. In fact, we sold tickets to the Philippines. We sold tickets to Northern Ireland, England, everywhere. So. Puerto Rico, you know, it's a large raffle, and we have a lot of great support on it.
Now, are these typically Notre Dame grads from or families of grads?
Yes, some are. Some are just looking for a good value. So this drawing, which supports our teachers' salaries, you know, we don't get school property tax dollars. So this supports our teachers' salaries, retirement, and benefits in the endowment, also some curriculum and technology needs. So it's a major fundraiser for us, but it also goes beyond the Notre Dame family because anybody can purchase a ticket. We've been lucky. The last 2-3 years has been a local winner, and they've been really thrilled when I gave them a call, or actually Father Marty called them to said, "Hey, guess what? You are blessed today."
I know you can split it up any way you want. Yeah. But if you do have a single ticket in your name, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal.
Yeah,
anyway,
you can make a real dent in your mortgage, or pay off some cars, or go do something really, really fun.
Just a lot of stuff. All would be wrapped up in that. That again is on the official date again.
May 21st. We'll be drawing. We'll do it on a Facebook Live like we've done in the past. It seems to be pretty well received. So you tune into the Burlington Notre Dame Facebook page, which is open to the public, and we'll have our fathers there, so it's legit. Our Father James and Father Marty will be there pulling the tickets. And, the other great thing is the Father James and Father Marty show is pretty
good. Well, you know, and by doing it on Facebook Live, you pretty much read all the names off for everybody.
Read all the winners. It takes about a half hour, the total time drawing. So you tune in for a half hour and you can see if you won. And the reason we do it on Facebook Live is because we do have so many alums across the nation buying the tickets, or people buying tickets. So that way everybody can tune in and see who won.
And hopefully them.
Yeah, hopefully them.
Anyway, a lot of stuff. We move into looking at things going on. I believe both Flint Hills and Spirit Hollow are open, I believe, today officially with the opening opening bell for golf, and I got to give credit, kudos to the team at Flint Hills. What they have done out there in terms of turning that into a real championship course, they've really done a great job.
It is in great shape. The guys and gals work really hard on that course, and when I was a kid, I'm going to say it was kind of a goat track. Now it is probably one of the most fun places to play.
I remember playing when there wasn't finding any grass out there in August was really hard.
It was really tough. In fact, we got to the point where we tee up the ball just so you could hit it, without breaking your arms on the dirt. But it's not that way now.
It's
lush.
It's very, very well maintained. And again, that is going on. Construction. Gearing up, everything is going to be construction.
The word this year, folks, is patience, because let's be honest, it's going to be a mess. We have construction going on down at the riverfront. We're going to have construction on Main Street, Jefferson Street. We have Harrison Project is going to start up. In fact, they're finishing 8th and Dunham there. We've got a pretty ambitious program. Nick McGregor, our public works director, and Chad Bird, our city manager, have a really ambitious program as far as getting some streets done. So we're really going to be, it's a temporary pain, all the detours, but the end result is going to be absolutely fantastic.
And Jefferson Street in particular, you're going to have a much, much, much nicer area down there.
Yeah, the sidewalks are going to be wider, and they'll be normal concrete sidewalks, so you won't slip and fall on that pebble rock that they used. The lighting will be better. The lighting's going to actually be downcast rather than up into the stratosphere. So we look for the downtown and more lights. There's going to be 5 lights at each intersection and 4 lights at the breaks, where the alleys are. So, we're really thinking that it's going to be transformative for Burlington. The boat docks we're working on, we need to get some docks out. It's been last year we didn't have the Schrader docks, but those are going in. We'll have the mooring poles there. We'll get the south docks open as soon as we can. And instead of a little 15-foot, 20-foot stub, we're going to have over 200 foot of docking down there. So people will be able to come, and there won't be quite the rush. And it's going to be a still waterway. It's a protected waterway from a jetty, which should make loading and unloading your boat a lot quicker.
And what's going on downtown? Building construction going on downtown. New businesses opening downtown. Yeah. It's the fact is, it's a one thing always leads to another, isn't it?
I drove by the other day. I haven't been in there yet, but we have the new Asian grocery store in the bottom of the the Blau Building or the old, hopefully, yours.
Well, it's Asian and it also has, yeah. But it's also American,
I'm
too.
American, Asian and American grocery store. And we have another grocery store that's going to be popping up down on the west end of Jefferson. So, you know, the construction projects, Tama 2, you can go by and see their progress every day. The Churchill Lofts Building, which is the old Lamont Building, you look in their windows and you can see they're making progress every day. They're down there working hard. Blau's open. The old, I call it the Five Flags Building, across from Wake and Bake, they're going on that building great guns, and soon we'll see construction start on where the old PD was. So it, merchants are open, you know, and we're doing everything we can to have the merchants, even right now where we're at on the west end of Jefferson. You can still go to the Pride and Groom. You can still go to Nana's. You can go to the Somm and J&S, and you can get in there. Their doors will eventually be closed one day when we pour the final concrete to their doorstep. But, you know, we're doing everything we can to make sure we can help those businesses stay alive.
And I know we had all kinds of things that came out of the Delta variant on COVID and all of that. I proclaim COVID is dead, if not almost dead. It's almost dead,
yeah,
if not dead.
Hopefully very, very close.
Yes, so. We certainly hope so. Anyway, John, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Steve.
Again, have a great time, and let's hope for more good stuff in Burlington. Okay.
Thank you.